Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. A really important day here in Oregon for a lot of reasons. And we're going to get into that here as we go forward. Let me ask you this question. Are you a firearms moron? Huh? Now, that is a bit thought-provoking, isn't it? Well, it's meant to be. But I suggest to you that that is not a good phrase to use. If you're going to try to persuade a persuadable person, have a meaningful, intelligent conversation with someone about guns, because guns are in the news for the obvious reasons. The horrific shooting yesterday at the supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Now, I'm going to share with you how to respond when people in your world think or make statements like, we ought to have more gun control, new laws. I'm going to talk with you about that. And I'm also going to remind you that tonight is your opportunity to participate in the free Chris Ann Hall seminar held at the River Church about your constitutional rights. This is critically important. It is tonight. And in fact, where's that email? I got the email from Walt about that. It's at 7 o'clock. This is the first session of classes with Liberty First University. That's Chris Ann Hall's university, her and her husband, Chris, have this ministry. It is also their, it's a literal university that you can learn things about. Okay? That is tonight at 7 o'clock at the River Church. The River Church is on Portland Road in Salem, and it is right next to Harbor Freight. Now, I would encourage you to go there, okay? Because this is going to be truly an important part of how you can help persuade not only persuadable people, but frankly, to persuade, and you still have time, Republican senators to walk out of the building today and tomorrow. Today, Senate Bill 554, the very bill that would make it a felony for you to carry a gun in a grocery store like the one in Boulder, which was a gun-free zone. Todd Starnes of Fox News has a podcast about this. I'll have it on the show plan. Senate Bill 554 that is going to be read the second time on the Senate floor today and will be read a third time, which means it'll be voted on tomorrow. That very bill could keep you from defending your life and your family. Now, I don't know of a more important reason that they should walk out and say, no, we're not doing this. Why? Because that bill, Senate Bill 554, allows any local government to make concealed carry illegal on any government property in their control and any of, now listen to this, the adjacent property. And in many places in Oregon, there are government buildings that city councils could choose to make off limits to conceal carry, and the adjacent property is in fact grocery stores. You heard Kevin Starrett yesterday on this show. He described Canby Library, where he lives, in fact, is right next to a grocery store. If this law passes, and if Canby introduces an ordinance banning concealed carry on that library, under this statute, the adjacent property, meaning the actual grocery store, would be prohibited also. Whether the grocery store says you can carry them or not doesn't matter. Now, do you think yesterday that there should have been some good guys with guns in that grocery store in Boulder? Yeah, there should be. There should have been. Because maybe the loss of life would have been a lot less. If you have not communicated to Senator Fred Girard, you need to go back and look at yesterday's show plan, either on the podcast or on my Facebook page. There's a direct link to his email and his page where you can call his official government Senate page. You can call his number. It is not too late. With this horrific shooting yesterday, this is the perfect reason to make that case. If you pass this law, what happened in Boulder, Colorado, may happen in Oregon. Are you willing to live with the consequences of that? Because you will prohibit me from defending myself and other innocent people. If you pass this law, what on earth are you thinking? You want to talk about that? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning. Thanks for calling. Your thoughts today.
Morning, Jeff. Hey, the thing about concealed carry is if you're concealed carrying properly, nobody knows you have it anyway. So I don't know why they're attacking concealed carry people. Because I walk into hundreds of buildings in Salem, Oregon, and nobody knows I'm carrying.
Yes, I do also, and I completely agree with you. And I'm going to tell you right now that there are places I go with a concealed carry weapon, private property, where they have a sign that says no weapons. And I carry it anyway.
Me too.
The only reason that I don't carry it in the courthouse is because they don't let you. Because you have to go through a metal detector and there's cops standing there.
Correct. And that's like the airport and federal buildings, like the Social Security building. I understand those buildings, kind of. I still think it should be a right to, but whatever. Hopefully they can protect you. But grocery stores, you're an open target, just like the Colorado place. And when I'm standing in line at the grocery store, I'm not only buying groceries and smiling at people, I also am scanning for potential shooters. And if I'm ever in the situation, I will engage, and I will take them out the best I can so there is less casualty. That's the type of person I am. I'll run into a burning building for strangers.
And thank you for doing that. I served 12 years on the line in the fire service and another almost 18 years as a fire board member. I did the same thing, and it's the right thing to do. And that cop yesterday who gave his life, father of seven, confronting this guy, did just exactly that. And we have to be willing to do that as individuals. But we have to know our rights, and that's what this Chris Ann Hall seminar tonight at the River Church, 7 o'clock, is all about.
And think about how many lives would have been saved if there had been at least two or one carry person in there. They could have took out the perp before more people died, probably before the cop even got killed.
You're right. They could have. This is why I carry a weapon. And this is what I tell people. Here's what I say. I carry a personal defense weapon. That's what I call it. To defend innocent life, yours and mine. Because you know what, Bill? You and I have a human right to defend our lives.
Yes, we do.
Well said. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Be safe out there today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk lines. Go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, thoughts and prayers go out to all those people who lost loved ones because there wasn't anybody there to protect them with a concealed handgun. Obviously, it most definitely would have helped. We know it helps because when these kind of situations happen in other places where there is somebody who does have a concealed weapon to confront the perpetrator, that usually it ends up bad for the perpetrator, or they run and they commit suicide and blow their brains out. And the simple fact of the matter is that that is the case. Now, I'm going to say this because I've said it hundreds of times when this controversy comes up, that criminals and people who want to kill other people will find a way to get the guns, no matter what. So our Democratic friends need to realize this, because all the laws they make just keep guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, because criminals don't care. And, this is going to be the battle, because the dang Democrats just won't give up. They don't want to, the senator from Texas said, they don't want to address the mental aspect of this situation, and they proved that when they blocked Senator Cruz's bill the last time this occurred. We got to get the guns out of the hands of mental cases, not out of law-abiding U.S. and Oregon citizens.
Well said, Mark, and that is the perfect segue. And by the way, thank you for that. It's the perfect segue to the gun control quote of the day when we come back. 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 6:22 in the morning. So are you a firearms moron? It's an interesting piece in the Gateway Pundit. I'm going to get into that in a moment, but the quote of the day, the firearms or the gun control quote of the day, folks, is from Republican U.S. Senator from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy. Quote, "We do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control." Now, I want you to think about something. Now, quite seriously here, folks. How do you respond to someone who agrees that we need more gun controls, listening to everything that is percolating out there? Well, let me suggest a couple of things. First of all, ask them this. What new law would have prevented either the Atlanta or the Boulder shootings? You see, both people purchased guns used in these shootings legally. What new law would have prevented that? Now, the Atlanta shooter is crazy. Obviously. The FBI says there's no indication of white supremacy, which of course they immediately jumped on, as a whole bunch of liberals did, by the way, with the Syrian immigrant who shot up, killed all the people in Boulder yesterday. And then they had to backtrack because they look really stupid. They were claiming he was white. He isn't Syrian. At any rate, how do you stop crazy people? In fact, Freddie sends me a text and says, how can any bill take away constitutional rights? Please explain. That's another question you can ask. What new law would have prevented either of the Atlanta or the Boulder shootings? What new law, how can any bill take away your constitutional rights? I'll take it a step further. After you say that, you say, what new law? How can any new law take away your God-given right to defend yourself? Your human right. And why would you pass a law in Oregon that's going to be second read today in the Oregon Senate? Because apparently six Oregon senators, led by Senator Fred Girard, are going to stay and let it happen. Why would those six Republican senators create the setup for what happened in Boulder, Colorado, to happen in Oregon? Did you know, folks, that the Colorado grocery store was a gun-free zone? That's what Senate Bill 554 can create. A gun-free zone, even if the grocery store doesn't say that it is. That makes it a felony for you to go in there and carry a weapon to defend yourself. Why would any Republican senator stay and allow a bill to pass that will create another Boulder grocery store shooting in Oregon? Maybe you should ask Fred Girard that question today. Why do you want to create innocent people being slaughtered? Because you stood around and let a bill pass. Because you, Fred Girard, and Tim Knope, and Bill Kenemer, and Lynn Findley, and Dick Anderson, and Bill Hansel, you all think that apparently your right to defend your family and yourself and other innocent life isn't as important as you getting money for your districts. You having supposedly a seat at the redistricting table. It ain't gonna happen, folks. Democrats are not gonna let. That's the excuse that Republicans are saying. I'm not kidding you. That in fact, If they stay, Democrats say they're going to let them help redraw redistricting lines. You got to be kidding me. What planet do these stupid Republicans live? I'm sorry. I've had it with them, folks. I hope you have too. I was there in 2000 and 2001 when we did redistricting, when the Democrats walked out on us and shut us down. I saw what happened when we redrew our lines because we didn't take into account anything the Democrats wanted. And John Kitzhaber vetoed the bill. Oh yeah, we did the dog and pony show. We listened to what the Democrats wanted. And in the end, we produced a bill that was favorable to Republicans, and John Kitzhaber vetoed it. And then it went to Democrat Secretary of State Bill Bradbury, who did the dog and pony show going around the state, holding meetings on redistricting. And what did they draw? Redistricting plan that heavily favored Democrats. If stupid Republicans think that Democrats are really going to listen to them in redistricting, they are really morons. Sorry, I generally don't talk like that, but I've had it with these people. Because it's not just creating the next Boulder, Colorado grocery store slaughter in Oregon, Republicans. It's a whole lot of other stuff you're going to let happen. Back in a moment. 6:30. What do you think? You want to sound off? Let's hear it. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. So I'm asking the question today, how do you respond to people who are, in fact, believing that it's appropriate to call for more gun control? How do you respond? What would you say? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about all of this? I mean, it's a very tempting thing, right, to follow through and to listen to all that stuff. Are you willing to contact Fred Girard's office today or any of the other Republicans? Are you? Are you willing to ask them to leave today so that they don't allow a bill to pass that creates the next grocery store slaughter? Because that's what this bill does. You need to ask them if they're willing to have that on their conscience. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, we're going to go to our call. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a company who does believe in freedom, your freedom, and they stand for it every day. They advertise on this radio station. Maybe you ought to think about doing business with them. Want to make your home safer, more beneficial to you, more comfortable for you? Check it out, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is Philip. I called months ago, but thanks for what you do. Can you
Are you okay with listing Fred Gerard's phone number over the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
And who else should we be calling also?
Well, you should call them all.
Okay. Can you do that, or do you have time to do that? I tried emailing Fred Gerard, but it didn't allow me to email to him, so I'm not sure what the deal is with that. I'm not a computer geek, so that's why I'm trying to call.
Okay, well, let me give everybody, get your pen ready.
I appreciate it.
So the first senator is Senator Dick Anderson.
Anderson.
503-986. By the way, all of these phone numbers are going to have a preface of 986.
All right.
503-986-1705.
1705.
Senator Lynn Findley. 503-986-1730.
Okay.
Senator Fred Gerard, 503-986-1709.
All right.
Senator Bill Hansel. 503-986-1729.
So basically, just tell them to walk out when it comes to this, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what
I'll
do.
There are two more. Okay. We're not done.
Okay.
Senator Bill Kenemer, with a K, Kenemer, 503-986-1720.
All right.
And Senator Tim Knope, which is K-N-O-P-P.
He's out of Eugene, right?
No, he's in Bend.
Oh, Bend, I'm sorry.
503-986-1727.
All right, I appreciate it, Dad. Thank you very much.
And your name is Phil, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate you listening. Yeah. Appreciate you taking action today.
You bet. I appreciate what you do. All right. Also, I'm a concealed weapon carrier, so this is important to me and my family. So.
That's why we carry concealed weapons, to protect innocent lives. And if this bill passes, it's going to make it a felony for us to protect innocent lives. And that's what's wrong. And these Republicans need to stand up against it. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. Let's move on to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? Hey, caller, good morning. Who are you? Caller, are you there? I can hear you. Caller, good morning. All right, Phil. Let's move on to Glenn, because the caller's not answering us. Too bad.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm in now. I'm going to make the phone calls. I was trying to do it yesterday. But we all know we don't need all this more legislation. That the basement of the Capitol building is full of laws. Aisles and aisles of books with laws in them, and they're not responding to those laws. They're not conducting those laws the way they were even written. When Ellis Island came, we controlled the people that came in, and now we flipped the whole meaning of what it means who comes into the country, and they're letting the slobs come into the country and destroy the country and reverse the country we made. It's obvious. We don't need more laws. There's more than we can handle. It's just dumb. The building could practically close down, except issuing money for the different counties and so on and so forth. But the laws, we're overwhelmed with laws that we don't even honor the laws in the courts. So, for these legislators to walk out is the best thing they can do. The building is becoming worthless to us, the citizens that are paying the bill, for these people to get into that building as legislators. It's a worthless building to us. We don't need these laws. We got plenty of laws, and the laws we have are not even being prosecuted. It's a takeover, a coup. And for these Republicans to go in and help create more laws on top of the laws, on top of the laws, that are not even being honored in the courts, the building has no value to us. Put a chain on the door and just pay the bills. It's worthless. We got plenty of laws. We don't need more laws. We're paying these people to put the alphabet in alphabet soup into a bowl and stir it. And it has no meaning to us. It brings no good result for us. So I will make the calls, but the coup is changing the country, and if they don't stop it by just walking out, there's no other answer. We're running out of answers because we don't need what they're doing in the building. We're paying them for stupidity. Guess that's about all I can say.
And we're paying them to make bad decisions that literally hurt us.
Yes.
And they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing the right thing.
But we're guilty to give them our payroll money because we have to pay it. We cannot go this way in this country on the federal level and the state level as long as they control the payroll that comes from our jobs or our businesses. This whole thing of payroll taxes coming out for these people to do idiocy has got to stop. The laws that we created and allowed all these payrolls from our bosses to come out of our payrolls to go into their payrolls has got to stop, or it will not stop. The country's toast. They are doing with our payroll money that they put into their payroll, they're doing it to destroy our lives. We're just spending money for what? What are we spending money out of our wallets to put into their wallets to destroy us? How do we reverse them? Make them come to us and get the money. They should not have access to our money before we even have access to the money we earn from our payrolls. What used to work for us does not work for us anymore. It's destroying us. Everybody listen. It's the only way we can stop this trash. We have to say no more payroll deductions, because you're taking our money to destroy us. How we'll ever bridge that today, I do not have the faintest idea, except a divine intervention. The whole thing may have to go broke, and we have to start over. And I don't even see how that could happen without total destruction.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your thoughts today. That's Glenn's opinion about, you know, why we're paying people to make bad, why the money is automatically taken from our check. Yeah, how do we fix that? That's a tough one. But you know what? It starts by learning your constitutional rights. Go to the free Chris Ann Paul Constitutional Rights Seminar tonight at the River Church. 7:00. Back in a moment. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220.
That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. So Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that you literally can trust, which is not always the case with contractors, especially if you're wanting somebody to come into your home and to do some work. Like a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. You want to talk about something that can really disrupt your life? That would be it. So, friends, think about going to RighteousRenovations.com and looking at all the great project that Eric Azer and his team have done for people, like bathroom and kitchen remodels. And then look at the great customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Dale wrote me an email about the OSHA contact for the proposed rule. I will also have that on the show plan today. I think that's very, very important that you decide to comment on this proposed rule, which continues to make national news. This makes the mask wearing and other things permanent until magically somebody decides, yeah, we don't need it anymore. Who would that be? I don't know. Let's go let's see here. A text message from an unnamed state worker. Democrats follow their own philosophy like they do with drugs, immigration, and homelessness, and they will definitely prefer a more heinous way of murdering people. Take away the guns, and for sure we'll see machetes, bombs, cars plowing through crowds. The targets will get softer. Back to preschools, elementary schools, like the knife wielders in China? Yeah, sadly, but true. Ed writes me about mental conditions and morons. Those with mental conditions, such as the mental condition which causes liberalism, progressivism, communism, I'm repeating myself, he says, should be prohibited factors in firearms ownership. All these mass shooters have been Democrats with TDS, Bernie Bros, or Disciples of Kate. The above would have prohibited these mass shootings. Yeah, apparently this Syrian guy hated Donald Trump, that's for sure. Linda writes, Bloomberg money? Mac writes, moron Republicans, why would anyone want to pass a law that would prevent law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves from criminals? That's Mac from Silverton. Yeah, it's a great question. Why would they? And Dale sent a great email to Senator Gelser. He says, I sent this to Senator Sarah Gelser yesterday morning. No doubt I won't hear back. Senator Brian Boquist is my senator, and I just wanted to give her my 2 cents worth. And it's a long email. He's a Vietnam veteran. And I'll try to get to it, but I need to get to Julie, who's called in. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Well, most of them are probably obscene, but I'll clean it up for radio purposes.
Thank you.
Undoubtedly the most ridiculous people in the legislature that I could possibly imagine. I mean, I thought the Democrats were bad, but I'm beginning to wonder about the Republicans. And I don't see very much money going to the Republican Party in the state of Oregon or in on the national level. You have this mask thing, which is, you know, at least it'll be more difficult to identify the person who's shooting at you. And
yeah.
He'll undoubtedly have taken math where right answers are not required. I'm still trying to figure out how math is racist. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. I am glad I am the age I am, but I really feel sorry for my children and my grandchildren. They have to deal with this throughout their entire lives. I'm at the checkout at Heat.
Well, you're right. It's the future generations that are in danger here, and not just because of bad laws like this, but it's everything else. I mean, it's the fact that they want to make mandatory transgender education in public schools. Next will be mandatory vaccinations. Next will be banning diesel. I mean, just go on down the line. A new carbon tax. All of this stuff is going to happen if Democrats know that they can manipulate Republicans with polls and scare them, or they can buy them off, saying, hey, we got lots of COVID money. We've got lots of money for your district. How does that
no,
help
not
anybody
for my
future
district.
Generation?
Yeah. That money is all going to go to Portland. Let's be perfectly blunt. Marion County and counties east of the Cascades are not going to, they're going to see pennies on the dollar.
You're right.
We're not going to get anything. It's all going to Portland. And for what purpose? They can't even defend themselves against Antifa. Or won't
exactly
defend themselves
right.
against Antifa.
All we're doing is helping. Well, we're just signing our own death warrant by doing that. Julie, thanks for your thoughts. I need to move on to Rowan before we close today. Rowan, good morning, and what are you saying today?
Good morning, Jeff. There are a whole lot of thoughts bouncing around in my brain, but I'll just give two. When there is a grocery, massage, or shopping mall incident here in Oregon, Fred Gerard and all his buddies that did not prevent this bill should be held as accessories before the fact, because they will exactly be in that position. They will not exactly be encouraging people to do this, but they won't be standing in the way and make somebody question whether they should do what they're planning with their gun, probably illegally obtained. And then whether you're a gambler or not, we all understand the idea that the odds are in the favor of the gambling house. So does Fred Gerard really think that he wants to face that gamble of possibly getting on that redistricting committee? I say don't, because the odds favor the House. They've held
well
him
said.
Out that carrot, and he won't be there.
Well said. Very well said. And as he told Kevin Starrett, whom you heard yesterday, apparently Fred, in a conversation to Kevin, said that after he's done here, he's leaving, he's moving out of Oregon and going to Tennessee.
And he wants to step down now and be replaced.
Well. Yeah, but he's got an ego, and he thinks he's a master negotiator now, and he thinks he's smarter than the rest of us, apparently. And it pains me to say that, because I recruited Fred to run for my seat after I dropped out of my reelection run. And this is what we're going to end up with. He's been a fairly conservative guy, but it ain't good. Thanks, Rowan. Thanks to each and every one of you for joining us today. I deeply appreciate it. Please call the senators. Tell them not to allow a grocery store shooting like happened in Boulder, because they won't walk out, because that's going to be the result of it. Back tomorrow. Keep praying, keep fighting and believing. See you then.